Welcome to Physiology 100. I'm Dr. Anne Robert. I assume everyone is a sophomore, since this is the nursing department second year physiology course. If you are a first year nursing student, please see me after class about transferring to the introductory course. Okay, now I'd like to begin my first lecture by introducing two important terms, vitalism and mechanism. How many of you have heard of these terms? Oh, I see some of you have. Well, vitalism and mechanism are two completely opposite approaches to human physiology. According to the vitalist, the laws of physics and chemistry alone cannot explain the processes of life. To the vitalist, there is a so-called vital force, and this vital force is totally separated from matter and energy. As you may have guessed, vitalism is a kind of philosophical approach. Mechanism, on the other hand, is the view that all life phenomena, no matter how complex, can be explained according to chemical and physical laws. Since we can support mechanism through scientific experimentation, the modern scientist tends to be a mechanist. But vitalism is not totally dismissed, especially in fields such as brain physiology, where terms such as human consciousness haven't been defined yet in physicochemical terms. I recently read an interesting article that dealt with this very question. Is the mind separated from the brain? Or is the mind only the chemical and physiological workings of the brain? I'd like to continue with this next time, and so that we can speak in more detail, I have some copies of that article, and I want you to take it with you and read it for the next week. I emphasize that this is very important for a thorough understanding of the topic. My office hour is Thursday afternoon from 3 to 5, so if you have any questions regarding the course, please come to see me in my office.
Multi-choice questions. Question 1. For whom is the lecture intended? Question 2. When is this lecture given? Question 3. How would a vitalist view the functions of the mind? Question 4. What does the professor tell her students to do? Question 5. What will the professor talk about in her next lecture?